Well, I'm honored to be here and excited for the opportunity to share some solutions that we have designed that have dramatically improved the operation of overhead seed storage houses. This is the SpeedyFlow 2.0 overhead seed house system that we believe is the most efficient, the most reliable, and the strongest seed house that's ever been made. So what I intend to do today is to share with you kind of some historical problems that have been challenges in overhead seed houses for years, the solutions to those problems, and the benefits to genners to incorporating the solutions. We know that overhead seed storage is valuable for short-term seed storage, for wet seed storage, so that we don't introduce wet seed into large flat storage. It's valuable to gens that are limited on yard space, and it's a highly efficient method of loading seed from flat storage by pneumatically conveying the seed into a properly operating overhead seed house and loading seed trailers in what my customers tell me with this new design is 2 to 3 minutes. And time is money. So what are the historical problems? And we're all familiar with the seed bridging problem, meaning when the doors open on the hopper, sometimes the seed doesn't flow out. And unfortunately, even though all of us in this room know better, people do sometimes go in harm's way by venturing beneath the seed hoppers while they're loaded with tons of seed. And that should never be done. So seed bridging is a big problem from a safety standpoint, and it's an efficiency problem for gens. Anytime the seed's not flowing, it's a problem. And hopper doors have been unreliable through the years. Sometimes they wouldn't open or close when they were called on to. And interestingly, the increasingly volatile storm systems that we're experiencing are really putting overhead seed houses, particularly some of the older ones, at risk. So in July of 2012, we put together a team to solve these problems, and it consisted of several gen managers located across the United States, a structural engineer, a hydraulic engineer, and to keep us on target cost-wise to be sure that our product provided good value to the customers, we included a fabrication engineer. To manage all these folks, which were located all across the nation, we applied some lessons in project management that we've learned from our real estate development business through the years. We reviewed several historical solutions. We worked really hard, and it was a really challenging problem, and we went down a number of dead ends, and we spent a lot of weekends working, and there were a few sleepless nights. But by July of 2013, we had the solutions designed to solve these problems. And we have some intellectual property, and we have patents applied for. But the basic solutions, or the highlights of the solutions, are these. The hopper door opening is large. It's 50% larger than the previous opening. And we were surprised to find that the seed flows better out of a square opening rather than the classic rectangular opening that we've seen since the early 60s. So our opening is almost square. We provided steeper hoppers for obvious benefit. And we're proud of the two-piece hydraulically operated door assembly that is quick and robust and provides an infinitely adjustable seed flow. Of course, with this large opening, there's a lot of weight on top of these doors. And so that was one of our biggest challenges. But the plates are 3/4 inch thick, and they ride on 32 sealed bearings, and we have some heavy-duty hydraulics, and they just work beautifully. And then regarding the weather pattern issues, we've engineered the design to withstand 130-mile-per-hour winds while fully loaded with cottonseed. So what are the benefits? Safety, because seed bridging is minimized, the seed flows out freely, reducing the temptation for people to do something that they know they shouldn't do, to go in harm's way beneath the hopper to try to dislodge seed. Efficiency. Customers tell me that they're loading trailers in half the time, again, quickly as 2 to 3 minutes. And reliability, just the robust and dependable door system. Notice the steeper hoppers. Notice the heavy-duty two-piece large hydraulic door assembly. And notice the columns. This was our first prototype that we put in August of 2013 at Farmers Gen of Humboldt, Tennessee. Now, notice the columns here. And I'll start by saying that the shipping weight on the previous two-hopper overhead seed house was 17,500 pounds, whereas the shipping weight on the new design is 30,000 pounds. So there's a lot more steel in it. Classically, the vertical columns have been 6-inch H-beams, which the engineers tell me are strong in two directions but weak in two directions. And so this is designed with 12-inch square tubing with 3/8 inches thick, and it sits on a 1 3/4 inch gusseted base plate with 8 anchor bolts instead of the old standard 2 anchor bolts. But notice the catwalk. This is an option. The catwalk mounted with the walking area 9.5 feet above grade is really the best practice in overhead seed storage, and very, very important for proper view. And with the hydraulic doors, the hydraulic controls can be mounted right there on the catwalk. Here's the view from that catwalk 9.5 feet above grade. And so they can really tell a lot about what's going on in terms of loading of the seat trailers. Now, this is a little video I have, hopefully this will work, of Red Garcia, who is the trucker, seed hauler, at RGV Gen in Harlingen, Texas. And we're familiar that the Rio Grande Valley has some of the toughest seed conditions in terms of bridging because of the humidity there. And so they're operating this seed house with no Gen employees. He's doing it completely by himself. So let's see if this video will work. Yeah, there we go. Let's load that trailer pretty fast. So for existing seed houses that are in relatively good condition, we designed a hopper conversion kit that incorporates the same 50% larger hopper opening, square, the same two-piece hydraulically operated door assembly, which is quick and robust and infinitely adjustable seed flow. And we also include a structural truss assembly that strengthens the structure of the seed house. And the hopper door assembly, as you'll see in a minute, is undergirded and rests on the horizontal beams of the structure. Here's a photo of a hopper conversion kit that's been installed on a 35-year-old Granberry seed house, and you can see how well the seed's flowing. Here's hopper conversion kits on 5 hoppers at Moses Gin Company, Wharton, Texas. And here's our friend, our smiling friend, Annie Moses, standing on his catwalk using proper controls, has his hand on the hydraulic controls. And so from that location, he can control the flow of all 5 of those hoppers, and he can easily see into the back of the trailer. This is another video we hope will work. It actually has been transposed. My company name and logo are backwards up there, but I just felt fortunate to be able to get the video on here. But in any case, this is demonstrating how the trailer can be topped off to be able to get the maximum weight, get just under the legal limit. Let's see. This is that infinitely variable flow of cottonseed that I've been referring to be able to top off a trailer and get just the right amount of seed in the trailer. This is a hopper conversion kit on a old Wonder State seed house at Spade Co-op Gin, Spade, Texas. And here's a close-up of that hopper opening. You can see how large it is. Somebody suggested that we might want to brand it Boca Grande, Spanish for big mouth. And this is another hopper conversion kit installed on an old Granberry house. So again, the benefits are safety, because the seed flows out freely and bridging is minimized. Efficiency, being able to load trailers in half or less of the time. And reliability. And Bob Duncan with RGV Gin and Harlingen will tell you that every time the doors are open, the seed flows out freely. So for the 2014 ginning year, there were 8 of the new style Speedy Flow 2.0 seed houses in operation, and 33 of the Speedy Flow 2.0 hopper conversions in operation. And I'll be happy to take any questions. Thank you.